Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The only morning show to have their Facebook profile photos declined twice. Ugly. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Said good day. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf. Ballsy in studio with us today. Not from your cushy hotel room where your servants are bringing you grapes and such every morning and fanning you with giant leaves. That's what I envisioned.
No, there was none of that. Nobody even changed my towels out.
Because you weren't there long enough.
And that's right. They knocked on my door the day I was leaving. Hey, can we get you anything? No, just the bill.
Yeah.
A little disgruntled.
Are we feeling confident? No confidence?
Don't care. Battle of Alberta tonight, man. That's all I care about.
Fair enough. Wolf News. So you'll have to hold off on cracking a beer in public. A bill allowing municipalities to decide on drinking alcohol in public places, that's been adjourned until fall. Tornadoes were reported near Moose Jaw last night. One was reported near the community of Keeler. Several other cloud rotations also spotted. Regina police are asking for the public's help in solving a stabbing. Police were called to the 1600 block of Albert Street early yesterday morning. A 22-year-old man was transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police believe the stabbing did not actually happen where the man was found. If you have any information, please call Crime Stoppers. And fuel thefts have skyrocketed as gas prices continue to rise. The Saskatchewan RCMP are reporting a 76% jump in fuel thefts so far this year.
Not going to get any easier, that's for sure, as well. Okay, let's get to your Wolf Sports, and we'll tell you that in the NHL last night, Tampa opened their series with Florida, a methodical 4-1 win over the Panthers. Josh Manson scored in overtime. Colorado overcame a sluggish start to beat the Blues 3-2 in Game 1. They outshot the Blues 54-25, including 13-0 in overtime. They hit three posts and two crossbars before winning the game. Canadian hockey fans have long hoped for a Battle of Alberta for, 31 years, and tonight it's finally here. Game 1 in Calgary. Carolina and the Rangers open their series tonight, too, in Raleigh. George Springer's bases-clearing triple in the second lifted the Jays past Seattle 3-0. They go for the sweep today. Houston hit five bombs as part of a 9-run second to tie a Major League record for most homers in an inning, 13-4 out of Chad's Red Sox. The Calgary Stampeders and Edmonton Elks expected to practice again today, while the other seven CFL teams are still in strike mode. You see, under labor laws, their strike mandate kicks in after today. We thought it was yesterday, but I guess it goes until today. I'm sure Chris Jones won't use the extra practice time to his advantage. There's no competitive advantage there for Calgary and Edmonton. You know, the best head coach in the league, Dave Dickinson, and the best cheater in the league, Chris Jones, I'm sure they won't get anything in there. Well, what do you mean? It's true. That's not even a false statement. And if you're not cheating, you're not trying. And The Rock and the XFL have signed a 10-year deal with Disney. So that includes ABC and ESPN. And I mean, it's been proven The Rock and Disney are terrible at promotion. So sports.
This is Wolf Weather.
Chance of showers today and a high of 16. Maybe some rain tonight and a low of 8. A chance of showers and a high of 13 tomorrow. Right now it's cloudy and 9 at the Wolf.
Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning. But knowing that you'll be listening to Chad and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright.
I mean, it doesn't, but it should.
We'll keep working on it. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on the Wolf.
The Battle of Alberta kicks off tonight. My Edmonton Oilers looking good. Looking good as we face those pesky Calgary Flames, our rivals in Alberta for many, many years.
Can't wait till you start cheering for the Flames tomorrow when they beat the Oilers in Game 1, because that's probably what's going to happen. Oilers will win the series in 7.
Have you been looking in my playbook?
It's great for hockey. Good for Sportsnet because they know at least one Canadian team will get to the Final Four, either the Oilers or the Flames. So that's good. It's a battle for Alberta and the North, Kings of the North, after this series. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting, man. Both fan bases pretty rabid. The Oilers fan bases are off the charts. Calgary, they're okay, and I'm not saying that to be rub it in. It's not even close.
I don't know. Calgary fan base has been looking pretty good, dude.
Edmonton's fan base is crazy. The ticket prices tell you right now.
Yeah,
the ticket prices will tell you right now. Way more in Edmonton for tickets than in Calgary.
I mean, again, you've got the blue and gold, blue and orange goggles.
Oilers were the first ones to start singing the anthem for the anthem singer.
All right. Yes. No, you're right. You're right. Oilers fans are the best. You're right.
I thought you just said you were an Oilers fan.
I was 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's going to be great. Can't wait. It's going to be an unbelievable series. Yeah. I just hope
they have fun.
It won't be like the 90s because there won't be any punching and like there won't be like there was in the 90s where guys.
It's going to be chippy though.
Not as bad as the 90s when they used to fight. So they used to. I listened to some old audio when Tim Hunter, who we met on stage, Tim Hunter and Dave Brown were chirping each other in the old Battle of Alberta, and Dave Brown would skate by the bench and asked Tim Hunter if his gloves were cemented onto his hands because he couldn't take them off. He goes, "Oh, really?" I thought Tim comes back. "Oh, really? I thought your gloves were sewed onto your jersey." And they go back and forth. And it was a lot of lawnmower starting, if you know what I mean.
For sure.
You won't see that.
It was just funny yesterday. My wife asked me, she goes, "So who's playing in the playoffs now?" And I look at her and I go, "Honestly, other than Edmonton and Calgary, I would kind of have to look things up." Because that's the only series that really
besides
matters.
Besides the Battle of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be the best series in the Stanley Cup playoffs right here. This one right here is the one. This one is better than any other series from here on out.
When's
guaranteed.
Puck drop, 7:30?
7:50.
Please use caution when listening to Chad and Ballsy in the morning. They might say something smart, causing you to think. Who are we kidding? Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Released the trailer for She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, which will be on Disney Plus. And it stars Regina's own Tatiana Maslany. They just released the trailer. I put it on our Facebook page if you'd like to see it. So if you're a Marvel freak, you got to see it because listen. One of our own.
Wow, what a week. What a week. Mae Musk, 74-year-old, in the front of Sports Illustrated swimsuit. Yeah. Regina's own.
I think she lived here for, about a summer vacation.
She's Regina's own.
I guess so.
Why don't you be positive?
No, I'm just saying that's what it is.
She's good looking for 74, too. I personally think at a certain age you shouldn't be doing stuff like that. But hey, each to their own.
We talked about that,
each to their own. There's a Hollywood intimacy coordinator named Dr. Jessica Steinrock who shares videos of her techniques. I often wondered this. Like, you're a... Who's I'm using Ryan Reynolds. Who's Ryan Reynolds married to? Blake Lively, is that right?
Yeah.
Anyway, you're watching Blake Lively in a nude scene with somebody or whatever, and you're like, would you not be jealous? Like, my wife's actually getting naked with Denzel Washington?
Right.
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
But no, it's not the case. She showed us how they do sex scenes for movies and TV. One clip that went viral is her secret to making actors look naked. She uses flesh-colored strap thongs which are undetectable from the side, so it looks like they're nude, but they're not. Another video has a tip you can use at home. She uses baby oil to remove double-sided tape from nether regions. It also works on band-aids and athletic tape. So they put tape, nude tape, in the crotchal region, and then when they remove it, it doesn't hurt because she used the baby oil to take it off. So there you go. So that's how they look naked, but they're not naked.
So do you think Denzel Washington should be in nude scenes?
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, absolutely. Ben's always dreamy, man.
Okay, so he's 67. Mae Musk is only a couple of years
old. You're the one. I said I'm all for it. I said I'm the one all for it.
Well, no, you just said at a certain age you should stop doing that.
I'm almost 50. I'm gonna be. I can't wait for it to warm up. I'm going to be strutting around like Ric Flair.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Milli Vanilli. Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work, as only Chad lip syncs during the show. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Golf fans get spoiled when it comes to concession stand prices at the Masters. We've seen them. The concession stand prices at the Masters golf tournament is like ridiculously low. For a beer, you're looking at like $4, $5 for a beer, and that's about it. Well, the PGA Championship is returning to Southern Hills in Tulsa this week. And everybody's up in arms about the beer prices there. You can get a Michelob Ultra, which in my mind, honestly, is like you're using the term beer pretty lightly on that.
It's flavored water.
Yeah.
It's like you put Mio in water.
Yeah, Michelob Ultra is $18. Stella Artois, things like that, will be $19. And that's American. So if you're Canadian, you're going to be hammered on even more. But the thing is, it's like, I've been to, like, when I went to a Vegas Golden Knights game, and the beer there was $18. Yeah. If I were younger, I would be upset because you go to sporting events to party a little bit. But now that I'm older, I'm kind of okay with a beer costing you a little bit more. $18 might be
that's
crazy.
Too much.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I've honestly, like, $10 for a beer, it's
10's my max.
But it simmers the drinking at sport. Like, I'm one of those guys, when I go to a sporting event, I like to have a couple drinks. I like to relax. I like to do that.
Okay.
But I don't like it when people are getting hammered around me.
I agree.
People start stacking cups around me.
Yeah.
I go, oh no, this is going to, because at my age too, I'm bringing kids to the game and things like that. And this kind of keeps people behaved. And also what they need to understand too, the PGA championship. Yeah, you're paying $18-19 for a beer, and compared to the Masters, that's a lot. But you're probably paying a lot less to get into the PGA Championship than everybody did to get into the Masters.
Temperature in Tulsa on average for this tournament will be 28-29 Celsius, okay? So you are absolutely right with everything you just said. And my max would be, and I'm not a beer drinker, but it would be $10 a beer. But you're right, it curbs drinking. Water is $6.50 a pop for a bottle of water.
And
American.
That's garbage. To me, water should be dirt
that's
cheap.
That's like, gouging.
They should be selling that pretty much at cost, because you want to make sure your fans are so hydrated.
If you're going to be hammered, say on a Thursday, and you're going to Friday's round, and you want to hydrate before with water you smuggle in, because it's going to cost you $6.50. They're onto something here. Mm-hmm. You get loaded at the event. You come back tomorrow to the next round because you bought the weekend pass. You're hungover. Now they're cleaning up with water.
When I was on vacation, one night I was watching the Leafs game. I might have had a couple too many drinks. I wasn't totally hungover, but I was a little not feeling great the next day. I went down to the lobby and got a bottle of water for $7.50. For a liter of water. And I just
the
go.
Booze didn't make you throw up. The price did.
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants. But his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on the Wolf.
How often do you get a haircut, Ballsy?
Once a month. In fact, I need one here coming up right away. I'm going to go get a haircut right away.
Okay, well, do you need the haircut for a specific thing, like a photo shoot or some sort of occasion?
I did before, but like 3 weeks ago. Mm. But no, I don't need it.
So they say now, they asked barbers, when you should get a haircut and how often you should get a haircut. And the barber said, how often you get a haircut depends on how fast your hair grows, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, you can't really nail down a specific time. I would say probably once a month. That's probably about the average for most.
Right.
For me, I just shave my head by myself. Mm-hmm. So when I go for a haircut, it's like a treat.
When I go for an ice cream and a haircut?
It's pathetic, really. But they say if you're getting your haircut for like a wedding, say you have a wedding this weekend. Say there's a wedding Saturday. Yeah. You should not be going day of to get your hair cut. You should be going Wednesday or Thursday to get your hair cut, because they say a haircut looks its best a few days after it's initially done. Because especially in Saskatchewan in the summer, when you get your hair cut, you get the white line around.
The tan lines.
And well, not everybody, I guess, but milky dudes like me, you get the tan line. So you got to give it a few days. And also the cuts are a little too clean. So you need to let them fade a little bit and make it look a little bit more natural. Like, you didn't work so hard to look like that.
I love going to my, Tamara Cole upstairs above Gabos. She gives me a scalp massage. She's got that shampoo too. That's like really like tingly shampoo.
Mm.
Oh, it's awesome.
Somebody's getting a free haircut.
No, I'm not. I pay for them. I pay full freight. No, I just love it, man. It's awesome. Yeah, I just love it. There's nothing like... And she takes it. She's like the thin little blades to take off every little... Because I got hair growing. The hair where I want it to grow doesn't grow anymore. The hair where I don't want it to grow, ears and everything, that's where it's growing. And it's, the one thing I hate about my hair, like you're still young enough, you shave it all, whatever, it's good. And when it grows back, it grows back. Mine, I don't mind having a... like, I got a, what we like to call a high forehead. Like, I've got an IMAX.
Got a five head.
I've got an IMAX for a forehead. I don't mind that, okay? But the part I hate is the strip down the middle in the back. I was looking at it in the elevator yesterday. I'm like, that looks terrible.
How many times I've told you for 11 years. 11 years.
My son tells me
the
same thing.
Shave it down.
No.
Shave it. Do it.
I did.
It is a freeing experience.
I do have a nice head bald. I've seen
it
bald.
Well, then do it.
Yeah, but that was like 2007.
I'm fairly certain your head doesn't really change that much. The only thing you'll do is you'll be like me and you'll get that big roll in the back of your head. You get the Bam Bam Bigelow roll. Nah, whatever. I got rolls in other places too.
What's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things. But thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Don't be wearing your good shoes today. A little rainy out there. Might need a rain jacket. Ballsy will make fun of you when you walk by with your umbrella.
No, I'm not making fun of anybody, man. I didn't shower today or nothing. We had a leak in our basement, I dressed in the dark. No belt on my shorts. No underwear under my shorts.
Yeah.
A white shirt. I have yellow pit stains on because I wore it in the hotel. I literally dressed in the dark today. I'm a mess. I'm wearing a hat on backwards.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, you never wear hats. That's
no, I don't wear hats.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a mess for me.
So, every now and then, an invention comes along that just changes everything. Like, for instance, the wheel, electricity, the internet.
Mm-hmm.
All changed everything for humanity.
Yeah.
This is another one.
Okay.
It's called Tasty Tape. What is Tasty Tape? It was invented at Johns Hopkins University.
Of course.
You know, there's some heavy hitters behind it.
Cancer's still out there, right?
Yes, I know, and all the other horrible diseases. But Johns Hopkins University, they're working on Tasty Tape, which is tape for your burrito. It is a little piece of clear tape that is edible that goes on your burrito and tapes, you know, that little flap to the rest of the burrito so it doesn't just fly open. So it stays rolled together. I know. Isn't that brilliant? How is it taking this long?
The burrito intimidates me. I don't eat it because of that. It's too messy. I can never roll it. And when I do roll it, I can never keep it together. So I don't order it. I don't make it. I go with the hard tacos because I know they're going to obliterate my hands anyways.
Right. Yeah. So I'm a wrap guy. I like to have wraps over sandwiches.
Yeah.
And this will help me too. Tasty Tape. So it will be available to everybody sometime soon, hopefully. Look forward. Again, Tasty, T-A-S-T-E-E, Tape. I am not sponsoring their product. However, I am open to it. Now they just need to come up with some sort of cork for my butt after I eat said burritos. Yeah, what's up?
You don't give... Listen, I'm not putting that microchip vaccine into my body, but I will eat tape.
Exactly. Everybody's like, no, I don't want your vaccine. Wait a minute. A tape that's barely researched that I'll eat every time when I eat my burrito? Sign me up.
I'm in.
And you thought Bert and Ernie had a weird relationship. Chad and Ballsy. Weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Gas prices are insane.
Yeah, you know, stupid. That.
They're disgusting.
Yeah.
But I did... honestly wonder. I was like, is this really going to change people's travel plans this summer? I don't believe it will as much. So I asked you guys on Facebook, are these gas prices going to affect your travel plans this summer? Maybe your summer holidays. A lot of people are saying kind of what I thought they were going to say. They're going to bite the bullet and pay it because, you know, you can't put a price on fun is what Brandon says. Brandon Gray says, bite the bullet. Yeah, you can't put a price on fun. All right, fine. Fair enough. Other people saying that it's unlikely, maybe more carpooling, stuff like that. A couple of people saying they're going to take advantage of their electric vehicles. They're kind of all laughing right now, aren't they? But A lot of people are saying they are going to change things up. They might go shorter distances. Kim is actually saying we've got it lucky here in Saskatchewan. It's 226 a liter in Newfoundland where she's at. Some people are saying, Jess says, SGI, feel free to release that rebate any day now.
Talked to Lauren from Prince Albert yesterday on the phone, and he's a Rider fan. He's got season tickets, longtime season ticket holder. Yeah. He said he's only planning to come to three or four games this year, half the season because of, there is a season, because of gas prices. He said it's very expensive now, and that's a big reality, man. Well, it really is.
And my family, we were talking about going out to BC to driving, we were talking about driving out to BC for a few days or whatever. That's kind of in jeopardy now. I'm just thinking, you know, I mean, can we wait till next year maybe? Will prices be better next
year?
Here's
the thing that you're going to say to yourself. This is the thing that people say, oh, well, okay, yeah, well, people can bike. They can. Listen, that's why you're paying so much for your food and outings and everything. Everything's going up. Now, are they gouging us and using it as an excuse? Absolutely. But that's what's happening. So there's ramifications about, well, you know, we got to get rid of gas eventually. Maybe we do have to get rid of gas and oil eventually. But, oh, man, it's a mess.
But then, of course, you know. I put it on Facebook, so it goes into the inevitable political debate,
well,
which is not what I asked.
That's not what I. That's not. Yeah, that's not where I'm going.
It rolls into it all the time, but that's how it goes. That's the internet. I fully expected it, and yeah, here I am watching it. So I guess if you don't want to drive and you don't want to pay the prices, like that's the unfortunate thing, though. It's like there seems to be no end in sight. So usually if the prices are a little high, we can usually kind of sit there and go, all right, I'll put it off a little bit because prices will come back down. I don't really see that point where prices are going to come down again.
Yeah. I was driving yesterday, and usually I get a little bit of road rage. I'm driving, I'm going 118 on the highway between Saskatoon and Regina. So that's probably within legal limits. Dude.
Well, 110 is.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Dude passes me in one of those big trucks, and he's pulling a big, long trailer, and he's going about probably 135, 140. Like, he leaves me in the dust. Mm-hmm. And all I could think is, ha, look at the gas you're burning, buddy.
No, all I would be thinking is, I got to get behind this guy. He's cutting some wind for me.
The opinions expressed on the Chad and Ballsy Show are very much those of the participants, and they take full credit. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
I'm not sure if you saw this absolute hit job that Rolling Stone magazine wrote on the Foo Fighters. It was actually more about Taylor Hawkins. So the Rolling Stone magazine put out this article saying that Taylor Hawkins had approached the Foo Fighters with concerns about their schedule, saying that he couldn't physically drum that much and that it was a real challenge for him. And basically, he said that the Foo Fighters were this machine that could not be stopped, even though he wanted it to slow down a bit. And Rolling Stone magazine said that he had approached the Foo Fighters about it, and that Foo Fighters, I guess, did nothing about it. Foo Fighters management came out and said, we were never approached by Taylor. Taylor never brought this up. Dave Grohl, I mean, he didn't respond, but I'm guessing through Foo Fighters management, said that that had never happened. And in the article, Matt Cameron of Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers were quoted saying that, yeah, Taylor had approached them talking about the hard Foo Fighters schedule. But here's the thing. This is why the article is so scummy and so seedy and disgusting. They had said these comments in passing because Rolling Stone magazine approached Chad Smith and Matt Cameron to write what they said would be a tribute article for Taylor Hawkins, not a hit job against the Foo Fighters. So they had said, yeah, he was struggling with his, you know, with his abilities maybe in the end because it was a hard schedule and it's a very physical job being the drummer for the Foo Fighters, as you could imagine. So they had said, yeah, he had told them that that's the case. Now, Matt Cameron's statement is great. He came out and apologized to the Foo Fighters. He said, when I agreed to take part in the Rolling Stone article about Taylor, I assumed it would be a celebration of his life and work. My quotes were taken out of context and shaped into a narrative I had never intended. Taylor was a dear friend and next level artist. I miss him. I have only the deepest love and respect for Taylor, Dave, and the Foo Fighters family. Chad Smith basically echoes those thoughts in his apology too.
He had said that Taylor passed out on a plane in Chicago, and they had to pump him full of IVs because and stuff to get him to come back too because he was exhausted. But it was a common in passing.
But if anything, that just shows that how dedicated Hawkins was. It's not like Rolling Stone magazine has been an absolute joke since the 90s. After grunge died, Rolling Stone magazine died too. As soon as they started putting Britney Spears on the cover, that was it. It was just like they went to garbage. They became this trash magazine. They've not only ruined rock journalism, they've ruined the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which they own, by the way. Yeah. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
And they've just, they reach towards these poppy subjects before actually going into what rock and roll readers want, which is honest stuff about rock and roll. When is the last time you saw a decent album review in Rolling Stone magazine? They don't do that stuff anymore. Yeah. So just stop supporting Rolling Stone. I knew something was off in the air. I saw it a couple days ago, and I was reading through it, and I knew something was off. As soon as they started quoting Matt Cameron and Chad Smith, I was like, there's no way Matt Cameron and Chad Smith would be part of an article that's focused on slamming and really trashing the Foo Fighters and Dave Grohl.
I hope guys like that and other guys in the rock world do nothing with that publication anymore.
Oh, don't.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.